Welcome to the Daily Deposit. I got a frog in my throat this morning. Can you hear it? Kind of restless this last weekend. I didn't really sleep that well, but I slept a lot. You know what I mean? And I think a lot of it has to do with something as simple as the Better Mousetrap. You know, it was way back on this day in history that a dude by the name of William C. Hooker received a patent for the mousetrap. And before I get into the whole idea of a better mousetrap and the mousetrap and the Tidem Empire, the new Tidem Empire, let me quickly remind you that my name is Joe, and this is the Daily Deposit. We come together every single weekday live at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. With just one goal in mind, and that is to keep us all hanging together, right? That's the goal, that we all hang together, that we all have a common goal, and we put some good stuff into our noodle. We talk about what's happening in our enterprise every single day of the week. As I sit here listening, I don't see anybody on the call right now. You guys, maybe there's a technical glitch. I know we've had some technical glitches. But let me just keep moving anyway for those of you who may be listening to the live stream online at the Daily Deposit Alliance Radio Live.com. So the idea of a better mousetrap is something that's been kind of like, I don't know, it was on my mind here this morning. As I do my research and I look at what's going on in history, and I always look for something that, you know, like to key off of. And I came up this morning, I was going through this, you know, this day in history, and I was coming up on this dude's birthday came up today. And I did a little bit of research on this guy, and I find it kind of interesting because in the realm of what it is that we do, people are always looking for the edge, right? Always looking for that other edge. And so when it came across my mind this morning, this concept of looking for the other edge, and I was looking for something to key on, I went to this day in history, and I came across a guy by the name of William C. Hooker, and he received a patent for the mousetrap way back when, in the year 1894, on this day. And it got me to thinking about this term, a better mousetrap. Have you heard that for years? It's like everyone's always trying to figure out how to do or how to make a better mousetrap. And the person who has the best mousetrap is the one that wins. It's like, wow, where did that come from? And why are people always in pursuit of a better mousetrap? And sometimes the mousetrap that we have is the one that really is the best one anyway. You know, I do remember the mousetraps. I've come from the south side of Chicago, and there were mice in the house. That was part of living in that area in that age. And I can remember the mouse traps. I can remember my father setting mouse traps behind the refrigerator and behind the stove and putting cheese, fresh cheese. And you would hear the thing snap in the middle of the night. We would get up and you'd hear the sound. It would wake you up and there would be a mouse in the trap, usually deader than a doornail. But, you know, the pursuit of the better mouse trap. And when I did the work this morning researching the mouse trap, there's all kinds of different contraptions, right? PETA is involved, of course, because they don't want to torture the mice. And they've got mice trapped. You catch them in a trap, and then you let them go and all this different stuff. And it got me thinking about the pursuit, again, of that better mousetrap. And then I brought it into what we do here for a living. in Titan. You know, we do have, in my opinion, the best mousetrap. Now, I do work for other companies from time to time. I have been a consultant in the top tier industry, and I see companies always working, always attempting to come up with a better mousetrap, meaning something that's faster, something that's leaner, something that, I don't know, maybe costs less on the front end, always looking for the better mousetrap. When it's the basic mousetrap that does the best, the ones that we had when we were a little kid, when I remember, like I shared with you, my father setting mousetraps in the house, they were spring-loaded. The mouse would take that little piece of cheese off the trigger and whack. The next thing you know, is there anything more efficient than that? It happens in a nanosecond. Mouse didn't even know what hit him. Just works. Efficiency. And I'm thinking about the pursuit of the better mousetrap in top tier in direct selling. People are always looking for a way to streamline the process, to make it faster and easier, to make a build a better mousetrap. In my experience, in my observation, my hands-on experience, as I've seen people and companies attempt to build a better mousetrap, it seems as the one that we have here with the new Titan Empire, which is actually the old Titan Empire, is the one that always works best. And it does work best. And it's very, very basic and it's fundamental. I always talk about the fact that fundamentals never go out of style. Coach Mike Ditka said the team that wins the Super Bowl is the one that blocks and tackles the best. All the fancy stuff, all the things that you put in there, all the bells, all the whistles, really, at the end of the day, don't really make a difference. And so when I was thinking about the Titan Empire, what has been going on here for years, and for those of you who are relatively new or maybe checking Titan out, you know, we do have a couple of presentation calls this week, Tuesday night and Thursday night. There'll be live presentation calls. I'm thinking on Fridays here, we're going to introduce a wrap-up call. So I want to make sure that you're bringing your guests and people who have come through the process to the wrap-up call on Fridays. And that's the best mousetrap. Okay, these fundamental things that we teach here are the things that are going to bring you to closest to the finish line as quickly as you want to get there. It's the only thing that matters, really, is what we do here, generating a lead, capturing that name and that information, inviting them to hear the story, and then eloquently collecting the decision. That is the most efficient mousetrap. That's the best way to get from where you are to where you want to be. All this different conversation that goes on about a different sales funnel, and I have to have a closing call, and then I've got to have a warm me up funnel and all these different things, right? In my opinion, they really kind of encumber and bog down the entire thing. You know, you don't need a better mousetrap. We have the best one right here. It is the most efficient. And that's my humble opinion based on 25 years experience. And there's something else I wanted to talk about this morning, if I may, besides edifying and letting you know that Titan is it's been around for a long time. It's probably the longest standing. Companies come and companies go. You know, they put on bells and whistles. You know, we close sales for you. We close sales for you. That doesn't really happen. That it does happen for a bit. You know, they may close some sales for you for a bit. But if they're capable of closing the sales for you, then why would they really split the commission? You know, if you think about it really, you see these companies who promote, we close the sale for you. Well, if they're capable of closing the sale for you, then why don't they just close it for themselves? You know, in most of these companies, if you have somebody who closes the sale for you, they're going to keep 50% of the commission. So in this company here in Titan, if you were to be a $22,000 player and you're going to get somebody who closes the sale, they're going to get $11,000, you're going to get $11,000. Well, if that person is so proficient at closing the sale, why don't they just keep the whole $22,000? Does that make sense? Well, these companies come and these are one of the bells and whistles that sometimes people will interject in a company. But make no mistake about it. If you're really going to have the results, you're going to have to do the work. You're going to have to go through a little bit of, I don't want to use the word pain, but I'll throw it out there. You're going to have to go through a little pain sometimes. There's going to be dry spots. There's going to be where you just aren't feeling it. There's going to be time when you're just not really feeling it. That's part of the process. That's part of what it is that we do, is going through those hills and valleys and really understanding how powerful we are and being willing to do some work. Being willing to do a little bit of work to bring yourself to the next level. So consider Titan as the best mousetrap. For those of you who may be joining us a little late this morning, I was talking earlier about a guy by the name of William Hooker who received a patent for the mousetrap on this day in 1894. Quick catch up here. So I did the research. I went into Google And I looked up this guy's name and I came across there's so many different mousetraps, it's ridiculous. Everyone's in pursuit of the better mousetrap, the best mousetrap. If you want to be in the top tier in direct selling, you got it with Titan. One other thing I want to share with you this morning, I said that I was kind of it was a restless weekend for whatever reason. I slept a lot, but I didn't really sleep well. You know, I felt like I didn't even sleep, but I look at my alarm clock, it's like, man, I've been zoned for hours here. So I was feeling a little lethargic this morning when it was time to get up and get to work. I was feeling a little bit lethargic. And I was reminded of this, the 5-second rule. Are you familiar with the 5-second rule? The 5-second rule is Mel Robbins is the author of a book, The 5-Second Rule. She has an interesting story. If you read the book or certainly listen to the audio book, she talks about her background, really, really well accomplished, you know, TV, doing a lot of TV work, author. Her husband was a successful restaurant guy. And suddenly they hit a bump in the road and they lost pretty much everything. She couldn't get hired. The restaurant failed. She found herself becoming, you know, like depressed, like just couldn't get up in the morning, couldn't find work. They're losing stuff, right? They're losing property. They're losing enthusiasm. And she couldn't, she had this, you know, she just couldn't get up, right? Morning would come and she couldn't even get her kids off to school. And then she tells the story. One night she's sitting there watching late night TV and some TV commercial had a rocket taking off. Like a rocket, you know, when they're counting down a rocket, there's no turning back, right? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. When the clock strikes zero, the rocket's going. It's off the ground. It is going and there's not much you can do, but hang on for dear life. And she used that theory as a metaphor for her jumpstarting her day. So she actually implemented this thing. She calls it the 5-second rule. It's made her famous. It's one of the most watched videos on TED. She speaks on stage with the likes of Tony Robbins and Sir Richard Branson. And you know, she's just like really at the top of her game. And the whole thing is predicated on this 5-second rule. And I used it this morning, and it absolutely works. I'm gonna share it with you quickly. And there's science behind this. There is science behind the way that this thing works. And she just stumbled across this. She stumbled across it, and now she has really, it's been proven that this absolutely will work. The 5-second rule. When it's time for you to go, when it's time to jumpstart your day, when it is time, you just count down. Like you're laying in bed, it's time to get up. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then you go. When the clock strikes zero, you go. You just move. You get up and you go. You physically engage your body. And it works across the board. I find myself, if I'm feeling stuck, if I'm writing copy or something, and I just feel like I'm stuck, I'll sit there, I'll breathe, and I'll go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and I will physically move to another location, start typing, and it just streams. What I'm looking for, that stream of consciousness. Or to get up and start my day. The 5-second rule. I wish that you would check it out because one of the things, one of the critical flaws of our business is that it relies on each one of us as individuals to really make it happen. You know, the tools are in place. The conference calls rock. The radio show is here every single day. The products have never failed to deliver. The genealogy, the tracking always runs. The money is fantastic. But it's just sitting there without our participation, without each individual taking advantage of the opportunity and doing the work. It just sits there. It's just sitting there, a machine waiting to fire up, a rocket ship waiting to launch. And so one of the biggest challenges here is facing that procrastination that is so easy to fall into. I'll testify. It's so easy to fall into procrastination. It's so easy to just like kind of slow down and blow it off. Before you know it, an hour goes by, another day goes by. Now it's Wednesday. We don't have anybody in the pipeline. Friday's coming. We haven't been able to really get engaged and send people to the closing call. And then we wonder why we're not making money. Well, procrastination is the big killer. And by utilizing that 5-4, the 5-4-3-2-1, the 5-second rule is so powerful that when I'm about to go into that ritual and counting myself down, I have to think. I actually have to say, do I really want to do this? Because when I count down 5-4-3-2-1, I go and I know that everything changes for the day. My energy's up, my vibration's up. I'm doing stuff. This is the truth. And if you doubt, then get the book. Get the audio book by Mel Robbins, The 5-Second Rule. It'll make a difference. All right, listen, I'm out of time. I get 15 minutes. That's my allotted time every single day. I want to thank you guys for coming here today. It's called the Daily Deposit because every single day you can make a deposit. There's money to be made today. It's waiting for you. Just do the simple thing. Capture, invite, and collect. Until tomorrow, you guys, do that simple thing. Keep your grin on, and we will be back at 11 a.m. Eastern tomorrow. Make it a great day.